Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Here's a news story. I only read the headline, but I thought I would jump on it here. Just see my thoughts on it. The FCC's proposed a $504,000 fine against Fox Corporation for transmitting the EAS tones during the Fox NFL Sunday pregame show November 28th, 2021. Fox admitted using a three-second clip of EAS attention signal downloaded from a YouTube video. $504,000 sounds light to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Can we go back and appeal?
Get half your money back?
I don't want to go back.
Okay.
At all.
You don't want to revisit that.
Fox has acknowledged that in addition to its 18 owned television stations and 190 affiliates, the audio was also heard on Premier Networks, Fox Sports, Fox Sports Radio, and Sirius XM channel. Hey, you guys didn't take the test I make everybody take, did you?
I just took mine.
Yeah, every year all my friends text me in the company. They're like, thanks, I got to take this test because of you. Yeah, that's a tough time for your friend here. $504,000 though for all that
to a network?
Yeah, that seems like way more than you did.
Oh, you mean what they did?
Mm-hmm. It played on more places, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Here, double the fine. A Reddit user asks if it's rude to decline an invite to be best man due to destination weddings' high costs. It absolutely is okay to say no if you can't afford to go.
Yeah,
you shouldn't feel pressure to have to go to a wedding that you can't afford right now. Because somebody wants to go to Antarctica, Jamaica. Where do people go get married? Where'd you go?
Hawaii, not Antarctica.
The COVID-19 pandemic. Oh, man.
What was that?
I've had a sinus infection real bad.
Yeah.
It's finally getting better. And it's like a bubble, like a snot bubble inside of my nose.
And it popped?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Ooh, it was weird.
You were dying.
I went to box last night. And so I was boxing, and after a sinus infection, you get all that stuff you got to get out of you. And I don't have a cough anymore for the sake of a cough. It's gone, thank God. But last night, I was and I stunk so bad.
Why?
That's probably not the sinus infection.
It's not, okay. But it was like a weird stink. Like, I got there before I even started working out. I was like, man, something stinks. And you're like, oh, no, please don't let it be me. And I go down. I just go nose in. I'm like, oh, it is. It was some weird odor.
Huh. Coming from?
My armpit.
Is it food you ate?
I don't know, but it wasn't a normal stinky armpit smell. It was like something weird. But anyway, the whole time I just smell it. And I know, and I wonder if other people, if they smell it, and which they may or may not have, but because you're in that situation, do they know where it comes from? Or is it like if you fart on an airplane where you just kind of, you don't know. It's a big mystery.
That's what I love.
The air's all circling around.
Yeah, I love that.
You just don't know who did it. So the whole time I'm wondering if people were smelling me.
Probably.
So you know.
It knew it was me.
Once you showered or whatever, the smell was gone.
I think so. You want to come give it a look?
Try it.
Good.
In.
You said
no.
It.
All of us. I'm good.
Get all up in there.
You're good now. I know,
I showered last night and again this morning. Okay. I don't know what it was, and I didn't exercise for a week and a half, which hardly ever happens because I mean we walk the golf courses, But I didn't
work
out.
A lot of walking.
But I don't, man, I smelled so bad. Like, I may have something wrong with me.
I think you have to be right up on someone to smell them.
To know it's them?
Yeah, to be like, oh, okay.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I'll smell somebody. They'll walk by. It's like, poof.
Well, that's true.
But that was me at the gym. That and then the coughing. I was like, and then I don't want people to think I'm sick in the gym.
Yeah.
But if you get on the antibiotics pretty quick when you have a sinus infection, like at this point I know when my starts to get a certain color, it's bad news because I had a little cold and then it got bad. If you can get it quick, you can cut it pretty quick. I mean, it's probably 4 days. But there was one day where I slept for like 18 hours while we were in the first day of us in California. I just went, we all got a house to stay up there to do that event. And I just slept the whole time with everybody there.
Interesting. My thought on that?
Of course, we always want your thoughts.
Okay, you don't ever take time to go like just do something like that. And you said like it was great, mm-hmm. like taking that time off, and Caitlin encouraged you to do it.
I was a little sick before I went, though.
Okay.
Like, I had a little cold.
I know, but they say, like, once you slow down, that's when your body's like, oh, okay, finally.
I'll never slow down again. You heard it here first.
Oh, wow, that
was
it.
I know,
Amy just convinced me to never relax again.
Amy, I thought you were going to give good words.
Your body just was like, oh, I'm going to sleep. I need this.
Maybe, but I was hardcore, and the first day that we went, I had a pretty bad sinus infection. There's a part of that golf course, because I'd only ever seen it on TV, but there's a cliff. And it goes right, it's like on one, I don't know what hole it is, 5 or 6, maybe later. But there's a cliff, and it's like 100 feet down into the water. Somebody drove a golf cart off that.
And died?
Mm-hmm.
They're not allowed to drive.
So no golf carts anymore, because it was just like,
what?
It was like, I guess maybe close to darkness.
It was foggy.
Oh,
they drove right off of it.
And then there are no signs, nothing.
Eddie and I couldn't stop thinking about it the whole time.
When?
It says, don't get too close to the edge of the 8th hole. 2 people died when they drove their golf cart off the cliff. One of the world's most picturesque golf courses, Pebble Beach, is number one greatest public golf courses. But
that's tragic.
And Amy, just to give you an idea, we were walking it and you can't see the edge.
We got to walk around it, got to the other side of it, and I had a bad shot after. And Eddie goes, it's okay, I can't stop thinking about it either.
Good, man.
It's crazy. It's like also there have been a couple times, not to go full dark here, but a couple bridges at night that have gone out where all of a sudden you don't know and you're not driving about the bridge anymore. Like down in South Texas.
In South Padre. Island,
that big bridge with it. That
the boat hit it and freaking cars took it and cars were just
in Minnesota that happened.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I think about that when I drive over bridges now at night sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope the bridge is still there.
I think about bridges and how they even build them.
Uh-huh. That's a good one, too.
I think about airplanes, how you get the metal.
How do they build bridges in the water? That's what I don't understand. Like, where does the concrete go? They go all the way to the bottom?
I did an episode of Breaking Bobby Bones on commercial diving and how, yes, they don't drain it. But yeah, I mean, they build
they
it down
can't
there.
Drain the ocean.
I had to put on like the 100 pounds of equipment and you go down and you do basically construction. And that's what I did. And it was wild.
Yeah, but when you walk under there, it's all mushy. So how does the concrete stick to
that? That's what I'm saying. It's not like it's a solid ground
down
there.
I know the physics of it, guys. I know I did an episode. I was there for 3 days.
Because when I step on the bottom of the lake, my foot sinks into the dirt.
But I think you dig into the ground. I don't know. I'm not going to act like, but I don't think you just put it there and go, all right, we're good.
I'm with Amy. I think about that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, technology's wild.
Yeah.
But even technology that doesn't seem like technology, like a bridge doesn't feel like technology because we've always had them. But the first person to make a bridge,
you had to get to it
and look at it and be like, well, I ain't walking across that thing. Who invented that?
Yeah, who's the first one that drives across it? Like,
one nobody likes?
All right, Chuck. You're up, buddy.
So do you come up to the morning meeting and be like, hey, Bill, you're the one that's got to drive across that? And then these big buildings, how do they build them?
But if you say drive across, I don't think they had cars.
I'm talking about now, though. Still now.
Oh, got it.
Now. Like, I'm not going to be the first one to test it.
It's like a roller coaster. And I think at this point, we're pretty secure in.
Yes, they know how to build these
things. What we're doing
now. But what about these buildings?
Like, mean. They build them all the time.
Okay, now we're talking about just simple structures. I don't know how to do anything. Guys, I don't know how TV works.
No.
I don't know how radio works. I don't know anything.
When I stop to think about
pictures, I think about pictures, how you can push a button and it captures it in there.
No, I understand that. But what I say is I drive by these construction sites, right? And they're building 50-story building or whatever. How do they build it? Because, they have all these engineers that put it together, right? But the engineers are not the ones building it.
Right, they're the builders.
Right, you're just handing it to some guy.
No, it's like
another
Legos.
Another specialist.
It's like Legos. Like, you get the instruction book, and then you're like, all right, that Lego goes there, that Lego goes
Somebody who's
there.
Really good at putting together Legos.
You know, in the same vein as that is people that design parking garages.
It's all wild.
That's good, Amy.
Right. It's so complicated.
I don't even know how to drive in them.
What direction do you put the lines?
Yeah, it's like, okay, if we have people go this way and turn left here, then we'll be good and zig, zig.
Yeah, mine would just go up. No way to go down.
But back to the golf course thing, did they not put up like a, couldn't they put up like a clear, because I get for the view, maybe they don't want a rope or like a fence, because it's like,
I don't know what they did or didn't do, but all I know is we got to the cliff. And they were like, don't walk, because there's no sign even walking, and you can just be over the top of it before you realize it.
Right, but
if
people died, you think they put up a fence?
Well, people died, so they can't have golf carts anymore.
And when you're walking it, you're not running.
But now,
you're not running.
Okay.
It's like you're not going to fall off of it running off.
Okay.
You're not playing tag up there.
Okay.
Good.
Good point.
A guy went on a vacation to Sydney, Australia, but it was ruined when he flew to Sydney, Montana by mistake.
No.
Hey, I have problems with this story. Big problems. And I have a clip. Ray, would you please play the clip for the story?
I saw mountaintop covered with white snow. At that point, I knew I was in trouble. It's a matter of acronyms, the SYD as opposed to SDY. Somebody has to fix that. Montana didn't have kangaroos. It had Carol. And that was good enough for me.
A guy from New York booked his vacation to Sydney, Australia, but bought one to Sydney, Montana. He's 62 years old. He lives in New York. I get it. But I mean, Sydney, North Dakota, is not even going to have a real airport. They're going to have a small...
Well, he flew into Billings is what happened.
But it's still, he said S-I-D-S-Y-D.
I don't know. Let me check.
Yeah, S-D-Y is Sydney, Montana. He said the airport codes are similar. So they that's flying into Sydney, Montana.
They do have a Sydney-Richland airport. It is the regional airport. So he probably had to take a plane to somewhere, and then into this... Oh, my goodness.
Could he not look at, like, the flight times?
Well, he may have had long delays, so it seems like it's like...
Stop.
I know. It's hard for me. It's hard for me.
You're trying to make excuses. This
is just somebody who probably hadn't flown a lot.
Yes. Yes.
No, and I get it. He said SDY and SYD. That's very similar. No,
but they don't... It is very similar. But they don't check your passport.
If you were flying to Paris and it was P-E-R-I-S, like, you wouldn't get plane.
No, they don't spell it out.
It's only three letters.
It's three letters.
Yeah, so Sydney, Australia is S-Y-D. Sydney, Montana is S-D-Y, which also could be Sydney.
Yes.
Get it.
Okay. But it's still the price of the ticket.
Way different.
$80?
Yeah, way different. And then you're looking out the window. There's no water.
Well, you're on a regional carrier. You're like, we're going all the way to Australia on this thing?
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. I'm sure it's legit. That sucks. That's from KTVQ. We've all done stupid stuff, but that's a bad one.
Yeah,
that's
the one, a tough one from New York to Sydney, Montana. It's $377.
Yeah, add a one to Australia.
Maybe I'm doing
two.
It.
Oh, it'd be crazy expensive.
Yeah, it's $1,439.
What's a first class?
Ooh,
I don't know how to do
10,000. It's just a button you push.
He doesn't know how to do that.
Well, I just Googled, and that's economy.
Is that first class worth it?
Yeah, if you can afford it. I've gone, like, American Idol put me first class to Hawaii, 11-hour flight. It is 98% better.
Like, they did get their drinks way before we did. I saw that.
The company will fly me first class if it's a long flight, anything over like 3 hours. But then I just fly Southwest, and there's no first class on Southwest, so then I don't even get that. Like, in my contract, it's like anything over 3 hours. But then I don't want to connect. I don't give a crap. I just rather get there. So we always fly Southwest if that's the case. But in the times that I have flown first class, it's not always worth it. But the times where it was a really long one, those Hawaii flights, 11 hours, it's a bed.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
It's a whole thing. It's like a cubby hole.
Yeah, we don't know back there because they shut the curtains on.
Yeah, and I asked them. I was like, can you shut the curtains? Can you like put a door up?
Man, when they shut that curtain, that makes you feel real small. Mm-hmm. Like, well, what's going on over there?
Work will fly. If it's a TV project, they'll fly me first class, like New York or something. It's not a long flight, so it doesn't really matter. You just get on first. You got a little more leg space, but...
Which I don't understand. I want to get on last. I don't want people walking by me and all their nastiness and looking at me like, but I do.
I guess I just don't want to wait around and keep having to listen for when I have to go. At least when you get on first, you just get on. And the thing about that first class is you get on and they just are like, what do you want to drink? What do you want to, and you're
right
just
away.
Sitting, get your headphones on.
Yeah,
and
I guess
stuff.
It's a status symbol because people then walk by and you're like, dang, that dude's a baller. That chick's a baller. Like, you think, what do they do? How do they get this seat?
Didn't think that once.
I do think that, though, about people.
I think about it all the time.
I drive by houses, and I'm like, how'd they get the money?
House is different. First class.
But I think that all the time. Like, how do people get money? I know how I got my money. I know how you guys got your money. I know. But how do people, like, get money? Do they have given to them? There are houses, and I'm just like, how do they get so rich?
It's so different too, right? Like, I've talked to people where they're like, oh, I was the person that made the mechanics in, like, you know, the stuff you see at Disney. What? Like, you invented the mechanics of those people at Disney?
If it's like a massive house and somebody in the business and you meet them at it, like, oh, you live in that mat. You're like, yeah, how did you? Well, I have the copyright for the little bolt that went in.
Yeah.
You could buy that with
crazy.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they invented something mm-hmm. or that, yeah.
That's why I'm always trying to invent.
An airplane. Good, man.
No, you just talk about it. You never actually try.
No, always trying, man.
You never actually tried. The winning Powerball ticket was sold in Washington State. How much was that one?
I think it was like $725 million, if I remember right.
One ticket.
Gosh, that's just...
Did you buy?
Yeah, I didn't win.
When I didn't, okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Australian lottery winner ignores calls about a $40 million lottery win. Thought it was a scam, so they just kept ignoring the calls. I would think it was a scam too, though. Why would they be calling me?
But you played
Yeah,
it.
They must do it different lot in Australia where they call you. I mean, that would be awesome if I just bought a ticket and they call me and tell me if I won. Huh.
A winner and... Oh, we'd prank you every week. If that were the case here, we'd call him every week. And he'd never not fall for it because every week he'd think he won. A winner in Australia's Powerball, which is not related to the U.S. game, ignored multiple calls from the lottery when they tried to tell her she won the $40 million jackpot, which is about $30 million United States dollars.
Oh.
The winner, who remained anonymous, reached out to the lottery after seeing the press release, realizing, oh, crap, I was the player. That was for real. I was getting those real calls.
Mm.
Dang, that's crazy.
A lot of people getting rich.
That's crazy. A 9-year-old Pennsylvania boy graduates high school.
Nerd alert.
Pretty cool that his brain could...
It's amazing.
...understand that much, that quickly. That it could grow and process that quickly. Like, you could say nerd or whatever, but the human body generally is able to do one thing, and we all do it kind of around the same. Some people are a little better than others. Some aren't. Some people are a lot, but not many. But that this kid's body could take in that... understand it with only that much development at 9 years old. Why? That's crazy. Like, yeah. How do you make a bridge?
When you get such a jump start, exactly.
Yeah.
When you get such a quick jump start in life, like where you go to like college when you're, you know, 15 or whatever, like, do you retire way, 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 way earlier than everyone else?
I think it's dependent on what the motivations and desires are. I think if you're somebody who's constantly curious and wants to change, and I think that could also change as well. Like, I can't ever see myself not... I don't look forward to retirement.
That's crazy, man.
Like, no part of me even thinks about...
Like, do you remember Pebble Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Like, us playing golf? Think of that every
day. Like, last week?
Hey, every day. You and me. And then what are we going to do tomorrow?
Eddie,
what
happened to our families?
Hold on.
Well, they'll be there, too.
Oh.
Eddie, what? You won't be able to go every day with Bobby unless he's paying for you.
Well, that's true.
Like, let's be real. Like, you're going to be going to play these.
Okay,
courses.
Maybe not Pebble Beach, like, but playing golf, dude, every day. Hey, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Roy Kaiser.
Jimmy Clay. Whatever.
I don't think about that. To me, is not a motivation.
Oh.
To me, the motivation is having stability if times go bad. It's not about getting to a point where I can just relax. It's about going to sleep knowing that if everything fell off, I would be able to pay my bills for a while.
That's what gift cards are for, man.
I don't understand what that means.
What?
But where you, I'm just trying to get your, like, your mindset. So you look forward to retirement.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what?
I wouldn't be able to get through today if I wasn't thinking about retirement. Like, there are weeks when I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't get this.
So what's your plan?
But then I'm like, you know what?
It?
I can't wait. The kids will be out of the house. I won't have to work. Mm-hmm. It'll be great. We're going to play golf every day. We're going to go fishing. Honey, where do you want to go? You want
to
go somewhere?
So let's that go. To you... Retirement to you is I finally get to stop grinding.
Yes.
And now the spoils.
Yes. Now we get to do whatever we want.
But do you worry about the budget, though? Because
yeah.
You can't.
You have to do it like once a month.
I'm not talking about that. Like, I'm concerned that if I retire, well, now I got to stick to this budget. If I spend too much, I'll run out of money. And well, I'm old.
That's my question
lottery.
For Eddie, because he's 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he already has to have a plan and play to retire at what age?
Yeah, I don't have a plan, but I mean,
this is not
some, you know, maybe.
Hey, I'll what age do you one. Think you want to retire?
I want to retire by like 65.
Wait, so you, Eddie, you have to get to working on your plan.
Yeah, I know, but I got 4 kids. All the money goes there.
That's a plan right now.
It's hard
right.
to like
I know,
save.
But that's why.
Yeah, but what plan do you have? Like, realistic. What do you mean a plan?
A plan like, where you like set
it's just
aside.
Like, it's just like having a kid. There's no right time. You just do it.
That makes no sense, and it's not true.
Yeah, it's like
retiring. I don't think you can just do it.
You have to have money set aside, and then you're on a fixed income.
No, you have retirement, don't you? Don't then they pay you when you retire?
I don't know the government. This isn't the military.
Oh, you do get Social Security.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's not like a retirement. Like you're wanting to go and just chill.
And it's very difficult to live off of that and take trips with your wife.
Like my grandma would get Social Security.
Yeah. See,
but it was like enough. We were still in line for government food.
Yeah, it's not.
That's not going to cover green fees.
It isn't.
Mm-mm. No, but when you're older, you get cheaper green fees.
Because you're a senior.
Yeah.
And movie tickets are cheaper.
And by that point, the people at the golf course will know you. They'll probably not make you pay once every five rounds.
AARP. Like
you'll be friends.
If you're counting on, well, at that point, then I don't think there's a lot of counting you should be doing. I don't know. I don't think about retiring because I can retire right now.
Yeah, man, I would.
But I have no interest in it.
But it's just funny that these guys are, Eddie, all he does is think about retirement, but he has no plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't.
And I have all plan all the time, and I don't want to think. I was driving to work today going, God, I hate waking up in the morning, but I sure do love the job. If I'd have to wake up in the morning.
Your mind's weird.
Okay, so we're blessed to work for a company that has 401k options. Do you do that?
No, I need that money. Gosh. I need it.
Okay.
Well, they give us 401k?
No.
Yeah, you have $401,000 in your account.
Like that's what it means, 401k.
You have $401,003 you can use anytime.
Why do they call it that then?
You've never used it?
No. Don't know where it is.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay.
Someone here I should talk to? Yeah.
Yes.
Go talk to Ray.
Ray's
the dude. And Eddie, you could have a 401k, but you gamble. No. See, this
$40 a month. What do you spend $40 a month on? Cryo?
Wait, why are you hating on me?
Well, I gamble. That's the one thing I like to spend $40 a month on.
What about golf, though?
Okay,
ooh, a little more than that.
Yeah, see?
I have
more
of that.
But that's getting ready for retirement.
But I'm just, no, it's not.
Yeah, he's practicing.
You're not practicing for retirement. Oh. I'm just saying you're being a hypocrite to Amy going $40 when we can go through the list of other
stuff.
Well,
she's saying I can afford 401k. It's not that easy.
But you could, probably.
I had to cut gambling.
It's all for you.
That's tough.
That's
entertainment.
You need entertainment. Do we all need entertainment?
Back in the day, it was a cup with a ball and a string.
That's right.
And then they built bridges, and then we got places.
Look at that.
The world's tallest woman at 7 feet 7 inches has to book 6 seats to fly.
They have to take them out, right?
She stands at 7 foot 7 inches.
She ball?
I don't think so.
That's what's sad. Everybody probably asks her, you ball?
When she was 6, she was 5 feet 8.
Wow.
Dang.
6 at 5 feet 8.
I mean, I don't even know how you buy a house.
From Lad Bible. That's,
what?
I mean.
No, like how, when she's a kid, when she's that, like, how do you get a house? How do you get a bed? Like, when you go to school, there's nothing that you can't fit in anything.
Well, some teachers are probably 5'8".
Yeah, there's adults that are 6'3". That's a tall adult. So she had a little time.
Like, how do they walk in the building?
Yeah, how do you see?
Guys,
how do you eat?
Guys, when she shows up to elementary school, you think they got a desk that fits her? Heck no, they don't.
But they do in another room from another.
Sits at.
Yeah, I mean, there are adults that are her size.
To squeeze into the little one.
They do make concessions probably for her, but I'm saying they don't look at her as an alien life form.
I mean, just think when you go to sit at the table at lunch, you know, and they have little round chairs that you sat on. I mean, where did she sit? Did she have to sit with the teachers?
I don't know, Lunchbox. I didn't watch her back then.
I'm just telling you. It has to be really hard.
I agree.
A lot to think about here.
That guys. I would agree. It would be really hard. But they don't have to like invent new ways for her to live her life because she's 5'8". Because there are other 5'8" year olds. They're just not in the same spot right then. If she were 7'4" mm-hmm. when she was 8, that's an issue.
Sure.
But there are also 7-foot-tall people now, aside from her, that live lives.
Yeah, like, I mean, Andre the Giant. I watched a documentary on him. And when he would fly on an airplane, and he had to go to the bathroom. They would just hold up towels in the back, and he would just go to the bathroom in towels.
Yeah.
Pau Gasol, we just saw him. How tall is he?
7 foot tall.
There we go.
That's not as tall as her.
He sat at a regular table eating lunch.
You would never even believe it. And the desk he was in?
Crazy, dude. The fork, same size we use.
Yep, same freaking size. I said, Eddie, watch his fork. Everybody pulls a bigger one out of his pocket.
Nope.
He didn't. Same one.
Crazy, man.
A man survives after being buried for 20 hours in an Italian avalanche. That sounds like a snow cone, doesn't it? An Italian avalanche? Sounds good.
Yeah, but, yeah. But those are scary, man.
The snow cone or the avalanche?
No, I just saw a documentary on that.
Oh, yeah, I've not been exposed to many avalanche-type situations. A mountaineer survived more than 20 hours buried by an avalanche. Now, how do you know? Because I've talked to you guys.
Oh, you've already talked about it.
I got it.
Don't say it, Eddie. Don't say it.
You pee.
No.
Gosh.
Like, you could, but how do you know which direction to dig out if you're trapped in an avalanche? Amy.
You spit.
But you kind of let it fall.
Drool.
Yeah,
you
drool.
You just let the drool come out, and if it falls down.
Which direction it falls, you go the opposite way.
Right. Because gravity's taking it
that's
down.
That's it. Now,
but if, I mean, you could pee, but
that's you forget that every time.
More difficult.
You poop. Well,
I said I thought pee too.
It just goes.
I mean, he's probably showing us this.
But it's the same thing. You see where the pee goes.
It's not, because
right?
It's going to go
on. Oh, it's on my face. I'm upside down.
No. True. Are you hanging in
yeah,
the avalanche?
You're like, oh, I'm upside down. I peed on my face.
I don't.
But, like, he has told us that, like, 20 times, and every time, me and Eddie, pee.
You know what, though? You can't breathe under that snow, like, at all.
Yeah, so how are you going to spit?
So you do. You take your hand, and you go, you cut out a
little
area.
Pockets.
And you go, you breathe. Like that. I can have any idea. Here's a voicemail from Tammy in North Carolina. Ray, if you hit that one.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say that you deserve vacation. The rest of us in the world take vacations, and you deserve it, too. And I just want to say I'm glad you had a great time. Glad to have you back. And thank you for being a friend.
Thank you. My golden girlfriend right there.
Hey, and you know what? I think people that complain about us going on vacation, then when you go on vacation, you need to call and tell us so we can complain about you. Like,
and don't blame the rest of the show. Because they didn't, I mean, you guys did vacation stuff, but it wasn't like a set time for vacation.
I emailed Scuba Steve like a couple of times, like, is this real? Are you sure?
What? I didn't use all my vacation last year. And I was like, well, I got to do all this stuff. So we're going to do some shows. We'll take it as vacation. But my DMs were just lighting me on fire.
Yeah, no one DM'd me because, I mean, I was still working.
No, you weren't. If the company gives you vacation, you're going to fault somebody for taking it?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I don't even take it.
Like, that's what's crazy is everybody that has vacation takes it. Like, why would you not? And then when someone takes it, you get mad at them? You're an idiot. Everybody needs a vacation. Goodness.
I'm not a big vacation guy, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, no retirement, no vacation.
I always just like,
that's what I'm saying. You are,
you need to reevaluate.
My mind spinning. I'm like, well, I always feel like if I'm not going, somebody's catching up. Or if I'm not going, I'm going to fall behind on the... So I struggle with it, but that's also why there are people in the company that get irritated, not in a dislike way, but when we leave, we play very little reruns. We do all these new shows, even for days that are supposed to be reruns. And I have friends at work in the company are like, why do you do that? Because they expect us, everybody, to do that now. You know what I say? That's showbiz, baby. We care about our listeners. We don't want them to have dead shows or stuff they've heard before. So even if we do go away, we try to do multiple shows.
I'm with those people though.
Just let it go.
Yeah, just let it go, man. Like, no need to kill us.
I mean, our boss says that to me sometimes too.
Kill us?
He's like, He's like, just take a vacation. Why are you killing yourself the week of vacation before vacation? And I look at him.
Maybe that's why you slept 18 hours.
Hey, exactly. You're so exhausted leading up to vacation.
A tear falls down my eye, and I say, it's for the people. It's for the people. Mm-hmm. Ray, how long has it been?
I want to say 35, 27.
Okay.
That's good
quick,
guess.
Quick change.
There is a new Bobbycast with John Knight. He's a Grammy-nominated songwriter. He has 15 number ones. He has songs like his very first ever number one, Whatever She's Got, from David Nail. That's it. Break on Me, Keith Urban.
Break on Me.
Grammy nomination for Break Up in the End.
Even though we break
Gabby
up.
Gabby Barrett, I Hope. I mean, he just kills it. Just kills it. And so he came over and he moved to Texas. And he got his girlfriend pregnant when he was 16 years old. His dad was a preacher, and his dad got in trouble because his kid... It's a whole situation. And so, obviously, they're struggling. But he moves to Nashville, and he wants to study songwriting in college. And I was like, anybody in your class? And Josh Turner was in his real class, like his class.
Wow.
Here he is talking about that.
He was in my vocal seminar, yeah. You know what? He could make it rumble the seats. There was not like a dry seat in the whole room at that time. He was just like so amazing, his big voice. And then I would get up there and I'm like all raspy and tinny. And
so that's how you create a music community. Literal school.
That was for me, yeah.
It's a great interview with a guy who's written a bunch of songs. He's also a really good singer. I hope you check out John Knight on the Bobbycast this week. And I think that's going to be it. Anything we'd like to say? Tuesday, No Sore Losers. You got a four things half show?
Yeah, I have fifth thing today. We talk about the key to looking amazing. It's not what you think.
It's not what you think. It's close your eyes.
Yeah.
Working out.
Everybody's pretty when you close your eyes.
Oh, that's true.
No,
yes.
And we also talk about
wear a mask.
Gene burning ceremonies.
Also, there is an episode of 25 Whistles that we did yesterday. Sorry, we're up here making all this content.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Hey, here's a thumb.
Working.
You know what that means?
Mm-hmm. Sit on it.
Oh, Amy.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.